to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today's third hour and today's show, this Monday, April 20th, 2026 edition. Again, if you'd like a copy of the cover of the book, Road Trip, a Good Words Book for Success by author Rick Randall, just text me RT for Road Trip, and I'll send you the information as well as a link to Amazon.com where you can get a copy. If you'd like an autographed copy of the book, text me RR for Rick Randall. RR for Rick Randall, and I'll send you his contact information. You can actually give him a call and talk to Rick, and he'll be glad to autograph a copy of it and mail it to you. You can work out the payment arrangements with him. RR for Rick Randall, autographed copy, or RT for Road Trip. You want to be able to buy a copy from Amazon.com, ship it to your house. That is the way to do it. 231-360-5140, RT for Amazon, RR for Rick Randall, and get an autographed copy from him. Looking at the calendar, tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Tuesday, April 21st, is the filing deadline for all of the nominating petitions for partisan party candidates. Republicans, Democrats are due by 4 p.m. tomorrow. Independent candidates, I have, I believe, a deadline, July is their deadline. One of the things that you have to understand is that the process is a big process for getting the number of signatures required to make it on the ballot. Governor candidates, U.S. Senate candidates, statewide election, you have to turn in a minimum of 15,000 valid signatures to get on the August 4th primary ballot. You can turn in up to 30,000 is the maximum, but out of those, 15,000 minimum have to be valid and good, meaning they have to be from the same county that the person is registered to vote in, and they have to have their address correct, and it has to be dated properly based on the day they signed it. Circulator has to sign the bottom as a circulator, and you get your name on the ballot after the Bureau of Election goes through and does an audit. Now, the way they do it, if these candidates turn in 30,000, they do what's called a sample audit. They don't audit all 30,000. Depending on their staff, depending on their load, they might take 5%, 1,500, 10%, 3,000 randomly selected sheets of those signatures and start going through those. And what that process does is it determines a sampling of good versus non-good signatures. If they go through, let's say, 10%, 3,000 signatures, they take a look at it, and they find 10% are bad, 90% are good. Well, then they apply those percentages to your total and would assume, based on their sampling audit, if it's 10% bad, 90% good, out of the 30,000 you turned in, 3,000 are probably bad, 27,000 are good, you definitely meet the threshold, minimum of 15,000. Now, if you turn in 16,000 and they do the same 10%, 1,600, and they determine that maybe 20% is bad, 20% bad, 80% good, well, on those numbers, you would fall short because 20% of 16,000 gets you below the 15,000 minimum good threshold. Therefore, you wouldn't make it on the ballot. You have to allow for a percentage depending on the quality of your circulators and depending on where they got them from. You have to make that call. Well, tomorrow at 4 o'clock, that's the deadline for the Bureau of Elections. They're going to lock the doors. If you get there at 4:01, you're not going to get in the building. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see who makes it on the ballot, who can survive the sampling audit, and then who will actually be on the ballot come August 4th. Now, like I said, Mike Rogers already turned in his for U.S. Senate. He'll be on the ballot. Couple of the Democrat candidates have turned in theirs already for U.S. Senate. They'll be on the ballot. Some of the governor candidates have already turned in theirs. Well, 4 o'clock tomorrow is the deadline after the show. I'm sure there'll be enough stories out there Tuesday night for me to talk about it on Wednesday's show. So we'll be monitoring all that, following it tomorrow and tomorrow night, and be prepared to talk about it on Wednesday's show. Just want to let you know that. Now, something that Vicky and I have already done that I need you guys to do, because the deadline is 2 weeks from tomorrow, Tuesday, May 5th at 4 o'clock, is filing your affidavit of identity to be a precinct delegate. Again, if you don't know what that is, text me PD. Text me at 231-360-5140. If you text me PD for precinct delegate, I'll send you a link to a podcast I made and turned into a YouTube video. You'll be able to listen to the podcast and understand what a precinct delegate is. You'll be able to understand what a precinct delegate is, what are the responsibilities, how does it work, how do you get your name on the ballot, and how do you get elected at the local level to represent your party. Again, if you're Democrat, Republican, I don't care. Text me 231-360-5140-PD for precinct delegate. I'll send you the link. Duly elected precinct delegates are needed for this August 4th ballot. If you've been a precinct delegate in the past, your service is over. You have to be on the ballot this year. You have to be on the ballot this year, August 4th. Now, the proofs, when you turn in your affidavit of identity, you give them your name, your home address, your email address, and your cell phone number. Come the first week or two in June, the proofs for the ballots will be mailed out to the candidates. You'll get a ballot from your township, your city, your village, where you live. And you'll get to look over the ballot. Now, for us, we live in Torch Lake Township, Antrim County. The township clerk will mail us a ballot for our Torch Lake Township. We'll get to see who's on the ballot for governor, U.S. Senator, state senator, state representative, U.S. Congress. And then where it says delegate to county convention, it'll say vote for no more than seven candidates, five candidates, 11 candidates. Downstate, you big counties, vote for no more than 120 people. I'm just throwing numbers out there. Well, if you're in northern Michigan or a small rural town in Michigan, it'll probably say vote for no more than five, no more than seven. Elk Rapids, Michigan, vote for no more than 11. You count up the number of names under that ballot location. And when it says vote for no more than five, if you look and there's only three names, you're going to be elected. You get one vote. You vote for yourself or your spouse votes for you, you're going to get elected. If it says vote for no more than five and there's seven, nine, ten names there, then you have to go out and campaign. There's more people running for precinct delegate in your township than there are slots available. Each county chair does an apportionment report based on the previous gubernatorial election and determines how many delegates they want for the whole county and for each township, city, and village. They turn those apportionment reports into the Secretary of State. They then tell the clerks how many is allowed based on the apportionment reports. You have to understand that this is absolutely critical for you patriots out there listening to get your affidavits of identities in for within the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow, May 5th at 4 p.m. That is the deadline. You have to do this. One of the other things that you're looking at is that with you being on the ballot and there is more people running than slots available, you're going to have to do some campaigning. I'll explain that to you in the final segment of this hour, final segment of today's show. When we wrap this up after a break, I'll explain to you exactly how to do it. Again, short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. If you file your affidavit of identity to run for precinct delegate with your local clerk before May 5th at 4 p.m., you're going to be mailed a proof of a ballot first, second week of June. Go down to where it says delegate for county convention for your township, city, or village, and it'll say vote for no more than 5 people. Well, if there's 7, 8, 9, 10 people running for 5 slots, you got a campaign. Now, the way I recommend a campaign is find a local printer in your township. The reason you want to use a local printer might cost you a little bit more money than Vistaprint, but that local printer will tell people. They might even let you leave some cards on their counter. So when other people go in to get their print projects, they'll see your card. Depending on the size of your precinct, you might need 500, you might need 1,000. Get them on white stock. If you're running as a Republican, I recommend you print them in red ink. If you're running as a Democrat, use blue ink. I'm running for precinct delegate for the Republican Party. Please vote for me on August 4th, 2026. Primary election. Your name, your email address, and your cell phone number. Leave the backside of the cards blank. You don't want to print anything on there. You want to be able to use the backside of the cards for writing a note to people. So, you, first of all, go out and talk to everybody on your street. If you live in a subdivision, knock on every door on a Saturday morning. Usually after 11 o'clock, probably no later than 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I would say from 10, maybe 11 o'clock until 4 is perfect timing to knock on doors on a Saturday. Why Saturday? Because A, they're not working. B, it's not Sunday. They're getting ready to go to church. Don't bother people on a Sunday. Saturdays are the best day for door knocking. Knock on the door, back up off the steps, off the porch, be on the sidewalk. Hey, neighbor, it's Randy up the street. Just wanted to let you know I'm running for precinct delegate. Here's my card. Here's my phone number. Here's my email address. You may want to get a new email address on gmail.com for your campaign. If you have any questions, ever want to know anything about what's going on with party politics, I'm running to be your precinct delegate, your representative with the county party. Please vote for me on August 4th so I can represent you. Oh, great. Okay, thanks, man. Can I give you another card for your wife? Sure. Leave two cards, each spouse or any other voting members of the family. How many voters do you have in your house? 3, 4? You mind if I give you 4 cards? Put them in your wallet next to your driver's license. When you go to vote, they'll ask for your driver's license. You can have my card right there. Remember to vote for me. I greatly appreciate it. It's that simple. No other candidate running for precinct delegate is probably going to do that. Unless you're in a very competitive big county like Kent County or Macomb or somewhere like that, where they actually, an organization will get together and want to get a slate of candidates elected in a certain township, they might even do a mailer. Well, for us up here in Northern Michigan, you don't have to do that, in my opinion. If you want to run as a slate, y'all kick in some money for it to print up the mailer and to mail it, go ahead and do that and share the cost. You got 7 people running for 7 seats in the whole county. Well, you may want to do a slate mailer. But door knocking is usually the best. And then what will happen, people will look for signs in your yard. When you inform them by knocking on the door, regardless of whether they're Republican or Democrat, you knock down your neighbor's doors, you get elected precinct delegate, they're going to consider you a liaison to know what's going on in politics. If you put up certain signs in your yard for the August 4th primary, they'll know who to vote for. Not only you for precinct delegate, but also your picks for the primary. Then, of course, in November, you put up more signs for the candidates on that ballot, they'll know who to vote for. You'll be seen as somebody to be a liaison to tell them who to vote for politics in your area. It's that simple. So again, those are due May 5th, 2 weeks from tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I need you guys to run for precinct delegates again this year. We will be going to a convention in August after the August 4th primary, making our endorsed candidates formalized and our candidates for November. Again, text me PD and I'll send it to you. Now that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269 269-
864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News.